If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
When it comes to healthcare, sometimes many heads are better than one and a team approach is needed. Dr. Mary O'Connor is Professor Emeritus of Orthopedic Surgery at the Mayo Clinic and co-founder and Chief Medical Officer of Vori Health, which uses a team approach to address problems of the musculoskeletal system in a new and innovative way. Hi, welcome to Beyond the Paper Gown. I'm Dr. Mitzi Crockover. The episode you're about to hear was taken from a longer conversation with Dr. O'Connor, where we talked about musculoskeletal health challenges in women, and I invite you to take a listen. We're going to jump in here where we were talking about the different kinds of healthcare providers that take care of muscle and joint problems and how to know which one is the most appropriate for one specific situation. When does one consult an orthopedic surgeon versus just going to the primary care physician?
That's a really good question because, so basically, I co-founded Vori Health with a spine neurosurgeon named Ryan Grant because we are very like-minded in our passion to transform the delivery of healthcare, starting with musculoskeletal care. Why? Because fundamentally, a lot of patients are not getting good care. And by that, I mean, there's a lot of overutilization of advanced imaging like MRIs. There's a lot of overutilization of surgery. And I say that with all due respect to my surgeon colleagues. Most surgeons have a bias because they're surgeons and recruited to do surgery, right? So we have a surgical bias. Patients come in. And it's an evaluation that is kind of binary. Does the patient need an operation now? Or would the patient benefit from an operation now? If yes, then we go down the surgical route. If no, then what? Do I really want to keep treating that patient and trying to get them better without surgery? Or do I want to say, go back to your primary care doctor, go see the physical therapist, right? Like, you don't need to see me, I'm the surgeon, and you don't need surgery right now. The problem in that scenario is that the primary care doc, God bless all primary care docs and internists out there, okay? I love all of them. It is not their fault that they are not well educated on musculoskeletal medicine. They're not taught it in medical school. Orthopedic surgeons aren't taught it in medical school. Orthopedic surgeons, like, there's this huge gap in our focus on non-surgical care of musculoskeletal conditions. And so what happens is you go see your primary care doctor. They're not sure exactly what to do. So maybe they go and send you for that expensive MRI. Then you see the surgeon, and the surgeon looks at your MRI and says, well, Mary, you have some arthritis in your neck, and you've got some neck pain and a bulging disc and some arthritis, so we should just do outpatient ACDF, anterior cervical discectomy infusion. Let's get rid of that arthritis. Which if you look at an MRI, you would say, okay, that's perfectly reasonable. But I mean, this is a personal story for me, right? I said, no, I'm going to try some non-surgery first. Did my home exercises, saw the physical therapist a couple times, avoided surgery. And surgery has risk. So it's not that we're anti-surgery, we're just anti-inappropriate surgery.
And you really have an integrated approach. So talk a little bit more about what you're doing at Vori Health.
So we are very focused on what we call a biopsychosocial model, because we believe that we are, in general, in the traditional system, not utilizing all of the levers that we could be pulling to help, to try and help patients improve. So I'll give you an example. Look, if we just looked at a population of people with low back pain, and I did nothing, Mitzi, nothing but improve their sleep, I would lower their pain. Mm. No injections, no drugs, no physical therapy, just focused on, let's get you sleeping better. Their pain would improve. Now, in the traditional system, nobody has time to talk to a patient about improving their sleep. Doctors and surgeons are not even thinking about that. And who would be the one that would actually help support that patient on a journey towards better sleep and help them with the behavior change that's needed to do that? So we surround our patients with MSK expert docs, physical therapists.
MSK meaning musculoskeletal?
Musculoskeletal, okay. Yes. And our docs are non-surgeons, but they're specialists in musculoskeletal medicine, typically physical medicine and rehab with a spine fellowship or sports fellowship training. So very high-level physician experts, physical therapists, health coaches, and registered dietitians for nutrition support. So the goal is that patient has this team. We create a care plan with the patient, and that care plan starts with what matters to you. Because I'm interested, Mitzi, in what actually matters to you, not just what is the matter with you. So what may be the matter with you is you have back pain, but why does that matter to you? Because maybe you want to run a 5K, or maybe you want to play with the grandchildren, right? So we want to know what matters to you, because we are going to focus that whole care plan on getting you to achieve that so that you can run your 5K or you can play with the grandchildren. And then we have milestones that are going to say, okay, let's get your back pain from 8 out of 10 to 5 out of 10 in the next 3 weeks, right? Let's get you on a couple weeks of some anti-inflammatories. Let's start some physical therapy. Let's get the health coach working with you on better sleep, an anti-inflammatory diet, and let's just start chipping away at this. And it's amazing. It is amazing. I have seen it, and it has exceeded even my high expectations of what I knew we could do for people.
Does insurance pay for this?
Yes, we take a lot of insurance, particularly Medicare. We're nationwide, so our clinicians are licensed in all 50 states. Patients can come to us directly, so they don't need to be referred. If we don't take their insurance, we charge what I think is a very reasonable, you know, out-of-pocket fee. And we're there to support them really on a journey towards addressing their musculoskeletal concern, but in so doing, also trying to help them with their overall health and well-being.
And how would someone find you?
VoriHealth.com, VoriHealth.com. That's our website. And love to help more people and love feedback from patients on how we're doing, because we're always looking for how we can do better.
Well, Dr. Mary O'Connor, thank you so much for spending your time with us today and for all that you do.
Mitzi, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Our podcast is produced by Patrick Shambayati and myself, and our associate producer is Kyla McMillian.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. there's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.